Margaret Rhine is with me in the studio tonight. She's a papermaker and artist, and the title of a recent show at the Weavers Guild, A Passion for Pulp, Petals, and Portraits, gives us some clue as to the artistry that she brings to the craft of papermaking. Beginning this week, she will have an exhibition of her work at Ruth's Cafe in Northside. Additionally, she is at work on her second commission, sponsored by Artworks, for Children's Hospital Neonatal Intensive Care Unit. She's the owner of Terrapin Paper Mill here in Cincinnati and occasionally gives workshops in papermaking. Peg, it's great to see you.
Barbara, I really appreciate getting a chance to talk about my passion, the art of making paper by hand.
Yes, I'm so fascinated by this work, and yours is so beautiful, of course. What got you started on this?
I actually went to Edgecliff College here in Cincinnati and graduated in 1975. I was really into textiles and printmaking and got interested in paper, and I never thought about being able to make your own paper. And so started taking workshops in papermaking at Miami University in their craft summer program. And my former partner, Michael Dorse, and I basically started the paper mill together, built our own equipment, did as much research as we can through trial and error. This was back in 1976. So I've actually been making paper for 38 years and had a lot of opportunity to explore the possibilities in paper.
I think this is a process that's been around for centuries, and it seems fair to say that in your art and craft, there's a lot of recycling that goes on. So talk about how the paper is colored, the kinds of things that go into it, because it's very textural.
First off, I pride myself on making really high-quality paper. So the recycling part comes in a different way. My base paper is usually 100% cotton or linen, so there isn't a lot of chemicals used in the process of making the paper. It will keep its character and nature for a very long time. The recycling part of my life is I love patterns. I love fabric textures. I love going to thrift stores, so I'm often like looking for different textile patterns and textures that I could either emboss my paper or cut up those fabrics. And also, everybody I know gives me their stuff. They have something cotton or linen and they no longer want it, it comes to me. If they have a bouquet of flowers that is sort of on its way out before it dies, they press everything in old phone books and then send me the petals. Because I also love gardening and use a lot of those natural things from the earth embedded in the surface of the paper. So I do mosaics in a way, but using dried flowers and leaves and seeds on the surface of the paper in the paper process. And then I use those papers to make one-of-a-kind note cards and artwork that I sell throughout the country.
I was interested in a recent show of yours because there was an inspiration from a place called Vent Haven Museum, and specifically inspired you to do portraits, which you have done in other ways also. But tell us about Vent Haven and what that's about.
Vent Haven is one of my favorite places in the world. A lot of people don't know about it. It's right in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. It's really one of the largest ventriloquist doll museums in the world. And it's Vent Haven because the ventriloquist doll owners have donated their dolls or their families once they've moved on. So amazing personalities expressed in the faces. I'm also a member of the Cincinnati Book Art Society, and we have a study group. And one of the things we did this past year was we used the Vent Haven as inspiration. We all went over there on a field trip. We took a tour with the docent, who was incredible. We were allowed to take photos without flash. We could do drawings, whatever we wanted. And I just love taking photos to capture things. So I used some of the photos that I took to recreate those images in handmade paper with different fabrics and threads to give that old world look and also that kind of haunting expression that those faces bring to mind.
I want to talk a bit about this second commission at Children's Hospital that you're working on currently, because this isn't just you going in and hanging your work, but it starts before that, doesn't it? So tell us about the whole project.
This is my second year of working with Artworks, who coordinates with the design firm and the staff at Children's, to create artwork that they're going to be living with day in and day out. So it's a collaborative process of not just the artists, but actually the patients' families, because it's the neonatal, obviously the little babies aren't making the art, but actually their siblings and grandparents, the staff. And so what I'm doing is gardens, because that, again, is something I love. And I think it brings joy to people when you're kind of stuck in a hospital and you can't get out, to be able to look like a window into a world of beautiful, hopeful flowers. The neonatal is where the littlest babies are, that people have the best hopes that they will make it through. So last year I did 11 pieces. This year I'm actually doing the artwork in the neonatal nursery. I'm doing 12 pieces. There's like a kind of a playful insect theme of butterflies and caterpillars. And they're actually like location finders. I'm sure if you've ever been to a hospital, sometimes you get lost. And actually people cue in on the artwork to say like, oh, I kind of remember that. My family's room must be close by. So in this case, they'll be able to say, oh, my baby's over by the butterfly. So it's kind of an interesting technique, but also just a way to bring some life and joy and hope into that location.
You have alluded to taking your show on the road, so to speak. So in terms of the process itself, what do you start with? How long does it take to go from the raw material, if you will, to some kind of finished product?
I'll take a day or two to actually make the pulp from cotton rag or cotton linter. It takes from an hour to a couple of hours to make that pulp. I have a Hollander beater, a machine that you add water to and just mechanically breaks down that fiber. The papermaking itself in my studio, I have a really close friend, Maxine Apke, who's been making paper. I've taught her all along, and we share that for many years. So she came this past week to help me making all kinds of embossed papers to be used in these gardens. Because to me, going up and looking closely in an artwork, then you see a whole different thing than if you're looking across the room. So if you can find little hidden, amazing textures of like everything in the world that gives me a texture, I'm looking for it so that I can emboss that surface. So depending on the light, you're going to see a different thing at different times of day. So I've been making lots of papers with thread textures and in the colors that are the Children's Hospital's color scheme. They're colors I love as well. So it's been a wonderful experience. So it takes a while. Like, you're forming the sheet, you're embossing the sheet. I have a 50-ton hydraulic press. I hand crank the press up after I do a day of papermaking. It goes into a drying system, which is a forced air drying system. It takes a couple days, 2 to 3 days for that paper to dry. And then it comes out, and then I'll curate it to make sure it's in good shape. And then it's ready to be cut up and used in my artwork.
I'm very thankful you came tonight. I always enjoy seeing your work, and it's great talking with you about it.
Well, thank you, Barbara. I really appreciate what you bring to our community through your program.
I've been talking with Margaret Rhine, owner of Terrapin Paper Mill and paper artist. Her exhibition at Ruth's Cafe in Northside begins this week and runs through late June. She's also currently at work on her second installation in the neonatal intensive care unit at Children's Hospital. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.